I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Are the two climate bills that passed in the Senate, cap and tax and high-cost fuel standard, needed, or do they just hurt the people who are already making changes to improve climate on their own?
People have learned to do more with less, and they've done it on their own, but nobody wants to talk about that here. You know why? Because it doesn't achieve the objective. It doesn't support the policy that we are debating, but I can guarantee you that the people who can least afford this are going to pay the most.
Did you have concerns with the police tactics bill that passed in the Senate because it restricted an officer's ability to pursue a possible criminal?
You know, the biggest issue on pursuit was the extra layers of kind of getting that advance permission, if you will, in this bill, taking away that opportunity for that individual law enforcement officer who is in the midst of the situation could endanger people going forward. I think the other thing, just as a general course, you're making it harder for law enforcement to do their jobs, to think of situations and the appropriate use of deterrence that they may need at a particular time. They're making those split-second decisions. To me, you may get yourself in a situation where you're using more deadly force to contain a situation or to prevent harm, both to the person they might be pursuing or the general public. And that may be an unintended consequence. And there's concern there that you are taking legitimate tools away. And look, I'm not trying to undermine the reason that we have these bills. I think there has been healthy debate and discussion around these issues. But the bill that we saw, I think, really takes away needed things from law enforcement to make those in-the-moment decisions that they're required to make in their job.
Do you still have some worries about access to democracy and the challenges of a virtual session?
When we think about what we came into this session being, you know, virtual, never done before in the history of the state of Washington, and the challenges that is presented for people to participate, yes, they can participate in their hearings, you know, and things like that. But there are significant pieces of our process that we've not been able to engage in. You know, those face-to-face conversations, the conversations in the hall, the conversations being pulled out of committee, the things we do on the floor, you're really doing a disservice to people in the state of Washington, to what I believe is shortcut the process. My frustration this session has been, you know, taking on incredibly draconian, expensive bills at a time in the process where we have less of our process. And that's been disappointing to me.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.